Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Rough Ziders Anthem. It's courtesy of Johnny Davis.
Hey, Johnny.
That part in the beginning was those clicks. It was like, You know what I mean? I don't know. Was that what that was? Was it just mouth clicks to call a dog?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
For the people who had It's Dark and Hell's Hot and were just have that album committed to memory. The first, I mean, whatever. I always wanted to do, remember when that, was it Kate Delaney who was the one who pioneered the rap booth rapper conversation skits? The beginning of the DMX album is like sort of one of those weird conversations where like there's a straight character and a rapper. Right. Where the guy's like, yeah, so these Rough Rider cats, man, they're shutting it down. And DMX's refrain is always like, dog, that's my man's in them. And the other guy's like, right. But they're like taking over on some industry shit. And he's like, dog, that's my man's in them. And he was like, must have been a cool skit to record. Right.
I always think about the beginning of Illmatic when like they get the timing wrong for the drop. And so he's like talking about it. And then they're like, they all stop because they think he's about to say it. But then nothing happens. And they're like, what is it though, son? What is it?
Hey, man. It's
I'm like just saying. It's like I'm saying. Time, it's just like I'm saying. Represent. It's Illmatic. Like 10 seconds later.
Yeah.
What an album. All right. That's Miles. I'm Jack. This is What's Trending. National Voter Registration Day. Are you registered, sir?
Yeah. I am. I'm registered. I think this is... You know, if you have people in your life that aren't taking anything seriously, try and grab them by the face, scream in their face with your bloodshot eyes and be like, this one fucking matters.
Yes.
Just, you know, if you're feeling lazy, just go to iwillvote.com and you can just be like, I'm in this state and I want to register, or you're like, I don't know where to vote. All you have to do is like enter shit and they know how like easily people are dissuaded from following through on shit. So this website is almost like, come on, motherfucker. All you have to do is like type, just touch your finger on the keyboard a few times and we will give you the information to either register you there or to find your polling place. So
What was ultimately the result on 2018? Were young people voting like more than expected or around what was expected or where we ended up?
Like, yeah, I don't know. I always
let's go young.
All the narratives are always like it. You know, it's always about the Democrats voting somebody for their own like lack of organization or campaigning skills. So it's like, yeah, I mean, the young people really boofed us on this one without staying home. But it seems like right now we're looking at close to, if not passing, 2008 levels of young vote turnout.
Record turnout.
Which is what would be needed to try and start putting the fires out on our already 80% burned down house.
It is on fire. It's bad. It's bad, guys. There's a Washington Post article about how Barr is going to help him try to steal the election.
Yeah, I mean, he has, it's all in place. You have a goon there. You have in the Pentagon. I mean, even though he said, I hated that I had to clear out all those protesters in D.C., you still did it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's there's not enough. I haven't seen enough open rebellion against his like absolute shit behavior, the president's, to give me any hope that like someone's going to stand and be counted. Unless, I don't know. It's like these people who are just like, I'll do it like when I really have to. Like if he's saying to like shoot like tanks in the streets, I won't do that, but I'll do everything up to that. And already then everything will have, the fabric of society will have been completely eroded. But who knows? But,
I mean, when he talks about Black Lives Matter protesters, Barr is like scary fascist, like these so-called Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah.
Don't care about black. It's scary. We need a landslide in order to avoid shit just getting real messy for
and even then,
couple years.
It really just more like, you know, prepare yourself for the country to change pretty radically at some point. But yeah, I don't know. I guess vote for now.
Yeah, let's vote.
Maybe the Democrat ghouls will give us healthcare. I don't know. Someone give us that. Someone college debt.
Snapchat. Let's talk about that. Why is Snapchat trending, bro?
Look, man, new features, new feature.
New features.
New layouts. People don't like some people are like, I don't like, doesn't look like my old Snapchat. It seems like the most popular thing I'm seeing from this is the use. There's like, I guess, an anime filter. So that will anime your face. So now you can see what you would look like as an anime character. And people have just been like aiming it at like other people. So like, you know, Danny DeVito and fucking It's Always Sunny, like kind of looks like a funny anime character. And yeah, I don't know. You look at your anime face to ignore everything else.
That'll be one of our pictures this week on Instagram. We'll put our selfies through the anime filter.
Wait, I'm not going to put you out there. But yes, we know you're on Snapchat.
Of course, man.
Yeah.
Course, big time. It'll be interesting to see if this helps them keep up with Instagram, if this helps differentiate them. I don't know. Like, can't Instagram just like steal all their ideas though?
Like, hold on, Jack, does this fucking look like me? I just took my own. That's fucked up, Snapchat.
That's weird.
Yeah. I look like, and no shade to Ellery Smith, but I look like the comedian Ellery Smith. I feel like. I just look like a beautiful woman, and I feel like my anime version would be a little more like aggro.
Right.
Oh, whoa. Hold on. Jack, let me just flip it on you really quick, and I know this is the magic of live podcasting.
Wow. Let me see. I mean, that looks the same as yours.
I know. Like, wait, this is some bullshit. Well, yeah, exactly. Everyone's the fucking same, or everyone, like, if you're just going to look like you're in the Boondocks or some shit.
Right. Okay, I've got a smiley face filter where it turns your face into a smiley face. And then
the smiley face emoji filter.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, I'll upload these. We'll see.
Yeah. Then. Hell yeah. First day of fall. How is that possible?
I heard it was the equinox or some shit. I'm like, isn't that canceled gym? And then I'm like, no, the earth thing. Like, what the fuck is time even?
Wow.
So especially we're in fall. LA.
We hit fall.
Yep.
Fall.
LA especially.
I think there was a tweet where someone was like, oh, you're talking about autumn, not the fall right. that we're experiencing in this country. I forget who that was, but yeah, I don't know. The leaves aren't changing on my street yet, over the three trees on my street. So I don't have that visual indicator quite yet, but you know,
I mean, my kids are going to be like, oh, it's fall. You can tell because there's smoke drifting over the horizon from the wildfires.
Right. Exactly. Ugh.
And then the LA Times is trending. I think it's one of those times when like two stories overlapped. One, they revealed that despite their lies, the LAPD is using facial recognition technology. So they did like in-depth report on that. And then also they announced who they're endorsing. And so Nithya Raman, who came on the show, was one of our guests not too long ago, who has like some of the better policies in the country at a local level, and is just like really brilliant, really has like as she talked about on our show, has a background in public planning and urban planning, and like this is what she's interested in, is like exactly this job. So I'm just going to read you their blurb on this race. Nithya Raman is thoughtful and detail-oriented. She has lengthy policy platforms with ideas that seemed like political non-starters a few months ago, but have gained traction in this moment. Rent forgiveness, defunding the police, and public broadband. David Rue, the person she's running against, and other council members would do well to consider her proposals on affordable housing, construction, and protected bus and bike lanes.
Oh, okay.
And their endorsement goes to, of course, David Rue.
What?
Yeah. They're just basically like, hey, David Rue, you're a man. So copy off of her homework and then you get our endorsement. This is somebody who they've also like run a story about how he like had some really shady sexual assault allegations in his background. Very dark stuff. But, you know, this is like when we talk about establishment, like sort of mainstream media having a thing with like establishment Democrats and opposing progressive policy and actual policies that will have an effect on the ground. This is kind of what we're talking about.
Especially when like you spend two thirds of your description of like the race praising one candidate only to pivot to be like, all right, now this guy who's already in office, just do some of that. And then nobody gets hurt.
Right.
Except for the unhoused and all the other vulnerable people in the community.
Yeah, because sure they have some arrangement with David Rue, you know. So that is what's trending. Way to go, LA Times.
All right.
Nailed it. That's going to do it for this Tuesday. We will be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of our show. Until then, stay inside, wash your hands, wear a mask, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye. Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.